Support for Community Connection comes from Open Door Health Services, welcoming new pediatric patients into the care of Dr. Bina Joseph, Dr. William Ma, and pediatric nurse practitioner Ashley Keim. Insurance is accepted but not required at Open Door. More at opendoorhs.org. Welcome to Community Connection, the iPair original show where we talk with the people working in nonprofit groups in our area and let you know how you can get involved.
I'm Michelle Kinsey, and joining me today is Emily and Dave Bradway, and they're here to talk about Mid-Indiana Trails. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So tell me about the beginning of Mid-Indiana Trails. When did this start?
So probably in 2013, some guys that race bikes around Muncie, not included, they decided that they wanted to build a mountain bike trail. Prior to this, the only mountain bike trails in the Muncie area were not really mountain bike trails. It's the motocross area at the reservoir on the southwest side. And it's not really coordinated, and the trails are just haphazard. And so they wanted something that was more of a system of trails. Mm-hmm. So they approached the park and asked if they could start building, and the park said yes. They quickly got worn out with building, and I think they maybe had three trail days where they went out and worked, and they started to get the ball rolling with a different organization who approached them and said, hey, if you really want to do this, we can do a DNR recreational trails program grant.
Wow.
So RTP grant is what it's called. And what that entails is getting the city involved, and they will give you a lot of money. So they got a $250,000 grant that they had to get matching funds for. I think you have to get 20% matching funds. Mm-hmm. And with that, $8,000 was slated to go towards the mountain bike trail. Construction of the multi-use trail out there took all of the money. So the mountain bike trails didn't actually get any funds from that. But the good thing about it was there was an environmental study done that said, yes, you can build trails here. So that's about when Emily and I started to get involved with one of our friends. We went out and were marking trails, trying to decide where we wanted the trails to go. And we started building. Once they gave us the okay that we could break ground, we started building. And we built pretty steadily for about 3 years and got 1.7 miles of trail built. So wow. one loop that's 1.7 miles long. At that point, we were having volunteers come out regularly. I mean, we were even doing work days during the week.
We started a Facebook page called
Prairie Creek Trails.
So the first Facebook page was Prairie Creek Trails, and that's still active actually, but we have a new one for Mid-Indiana Trails too. But we started with Prairie Creek Trails, and we're able to get people on the Facebook page to kind of learn about the trails, and that's how we organized the first work days.
Okay, so you just kind of put a call out saying, hey, if you're interested in making this happen,
we did, and I think we did an event or something. We did some kind of an event to try to get people interested, and so we've had a lot of our friends that came out, and they got their friends, so that's how we started to build the volunteer group, and we had an amazing group of volunteers for a couple years, but we burned everybody out.
Well, I was going to say, people that aren't familiar with mountain biking or aren't familiar with trails probably don't know what it takes to make these happen.
And it's hard
so
labor.
Talk a little bit about what needs to be done when Prairie Creek says, yes, you've got the big thumbs up to do it. That's just the beginning. There is a lot of work that you have to put in. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I didn't really know much about building mountain bike trails. Like, I had been a mountain biker since, I guess, 2010 or so, but I didn't know anything about constructing trails. Mm-hmm. I went to an organized trail building event that was at Bonneville Mill, which is in Elkhart, Indiana, and the International Mountain Bike Association put it on. They have a traveling group of people that go around and teach locals how to build trails so they can build their own trails sustainably and make fun trails, and that's the whole idea behind International Mountain Bike Association. So I went to one of those events, and that was kind of how I got a little bit of a background in trail building. And we learned more about IMBA, International Mountain Bike Association. Mm-hmm. And I think through reading and discussion, we learned how to build. But yeah, it's not just going out there and cutting back trees. Like, there's a specific process for it. You have to cut a grade in the soil so that the water rolls off the soil. Wow. You have to make a trail so that it's not going to collect water in an area. You have to do a bench cut in certain areas that have, you know, if it's too steep on a cliffside or something, I guess not a cliffside, but just on a hill, mm-hmm. you have to cut into that soil, like hard labor sure. digging.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we were just like out there all sweating and sore the next day. And this is a major undertaking. Yeah. Do you have any more details about building, Dave?
Not really. That's pretty much, I mean, the way we build is we want to make it as maintenance free as possible. Now you're always going to have like trees that are growing in the way right. and that type of thing. But what we are trying to do is make the soil so that water doesn't wash it away. So not going straight up a hill. And that way the trail is going to be there for a long time with as little maintenance as possible. So
that's awesome.
That's really what we're going for.
So how long is the trail now? And what is the final goal? Is there still a lot of work to be done? What are the plans for the future?
Drumroll.
There is a lot of work to do. So
just wait for it.
We have 1.7 miles finished. And that was all nice. Hand built.
Sounds like nothing, but.
No, but I mean, come on.
That's, it's been
from
big,
starting yeah. with nothing. Yeah.
Right.
Right. And the goal is to have, let's see, 4.2 more miles. So would that be 6 miles?
Over 6 miles. Yeah. And then we've got the multi-use trail we can add in with mileage.
So in order to get that amount of mileage, we raised a bunch of money and are in the process of having a professional builder build the trail.
Wow.
So it's kind of out of our hands now, and we're not doing the hard work, and he is doing the hard work. Because we did a lot of hard work raising money.
So. Sure. Raising money and building in the beginning, and this is what... Yeah. Lots of places that have more mountain bike trails do. They raise money through grants and community support, and they have somebody that's professional go out there and build the trail for them. And then, like, it will be our job to maintain that.
Sure, mm-hmm. absolutely.
And so that's what we're going to focus on soon here, is to try to build our group back up like we did a few years ago and mm-hmm. try to kind of get things started again with a good trail maintenance group and have some group rides, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. One thing we started to realize when we started – you know, really getting to a point where we had a full loop done was people like to have something to ride. If they're going out there and they're doing hard work building the trail, they want to be able to ride it. So we were burning out our group because they didn't have anything to ride. And sure. now they got one loop done. So it's almost like they got here and they want to stop now because they can ride this, and they don't want to go further because right. they know how long it's going to take. So sure. We're
yeah,
really
so now
hoping
it's time
to
next
build
stage.
It back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
That's awesome. So what about level of difficulty? The loop that you already have completed, what is the level of difficulty on that?
It's on that fairly, I would say fairly beginner level.
Great.
There are some tight areas, but it's somewhere that you could take a beginner for sure and go out and explore at your own pace. We, like I said, we tried to build it with the standards of the International Mountain Bike Association in mind, and they recommend that you build so that pretty much everybody can ride the trail. And if yeah. you have anything difficult, you have a reroute so somebody can go around it, or an option, you know? So yeah, it's fairly, I would say, beginner to intermediate, nothing mm-hmm. crazy, no drops, like nothing wild.
Sure.
Right.
But that's what the trail builder, he's going to add in some fun stuff like that. That's the plan for mm-hmm. that. So
the new trails will be all the way from beginner to advanced.
I love that. Yeah. So something for everybody.
Something
right.
for everybody.
And for hikers too. We want this mm-hmm. to be for hikers, for trail runners. Like that was the idea behind it. Just getting people in the community outside.
Right. And to Prairie Creek.
Right. right.
Which I'm sure right. a lot of people listening right now are thinking, what?
Yeah.
Trails?
Right. yeah. Right.
We didn't know. So where exactly is it located in Prairie Creek area?
It's on the southeast corner of Prairie Creek.
It's like 650, I think.
650 mm-hmm. east. Or 650 south, and whatever the road that runs north and south on the east side of the reservoir, there's a parking lot at the intersection of those two roads where you can access all the trails.
Oh, okay. Now, is that close to the horse trails?
The opposite side.
The opposite yeah. side of that. Yep. Got ya. So completely yep. separate from
correct
that area.
Yep.
Gotcha. So what are, talk a little about the next steps, people that are interested in mountain biking, people that are interested in this group, where can they go for more information if they would like to volunteer?
Sure. So we now have, we have these two pages. We still have Prairie Creek Trails, which is kind of expanded because the multi-use trail is encompassed in that, and a lot of people are familiar with that. That page has grown a lot, and I think it's a little bit ambiguous at this point. People see it and they think it's I mean, it is. It's both sets of trails. We had initially created that page for the mountain bike trail, but we want it to encompass all of that gravel, all the gravel multi-use trail too. Mm-hmm. So people can ask questions on there. But we also have a page called Mid-Indiana Trails Mint. Okay. And that page, we've started that off to reflect most of the activity that's going on with Prairie Creek Trails mm-hmm. for the building of the mountain bike trail. But we want to expand that to include more local mountain bike trails because there's an issue right now in our area, especially, and I'm sure this is, you know, this happens everywhere, but locally we're struggling with getting people interested in doing maintenance at really any of the local trails that we have because the people that have been, you know, out there and building those trails for years, they get sick of doing the maintenance all the time. Mm-hmm. It's like we need new hands on deck with the stuff. Sure. So we're hoping that with that Facebook page and with our group, we can kind of spread the word and start bringing people together for more fun stuff, but also for work.
There are a small group of people at every trail that pretty much are the heartbeat of the trail that do a majority of the work. And one thing that we're running into is when that small group of people are the only ones maintaining the trail, then everyone's depending on them to maintain the trail.
Right.
What we need to do is get the veins out and get other people to help that heartbeat and
to
make
take
the
ownership.
Trails keep going.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
To take some ownership and pride in exactly. in the trail that they're going to be using. And
right.
I think, that's a wonderful thing.
We need to do a better job, too, as far as being a group and getting information out there. Like, so we're trying to stay up to date a little bit about, you know, with the trail page, we can say, okay, this is the status of the trail. Please don't ride the trail today because it's been raining and it's bad for the trail. Stuff like that is what some of these more established mountain bike trails and groups do. You know, ordinarily, and that's something we want to try to step up and do a little bit more of as well with Mint. Stay tuned to the Mid-Indiana Trails page especially. That's the one where we want to start doing more, bringing together of local mountain bikers. Like, we know there's so many people out there that ride mountain bikes, which it's not obvious. It's like you don't think about it in Indiana, but, like, we find each other, and we see each other on these trails, and you say, hey, where do you ride? Where do you ride?
Where
have you heard
you
of
from?
These trails? Yeah, and Dave always reaches out when we're at trails. We posted an event just to kind of get people out for Rangeline Nature Preserve. It's on the Mint Facebook page, so just a casual, like, ride, nothing official, just, like, see if people want to come out and hang out and chat afterwards and try to meet some new friends.
Meet new friends, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. Why do you think it's important for this area to have an organization like this and to have a trail that everybody can use? Why is that important for this area?
There are several reasons that it's a good thing. Fitness, for one thing. I mean, just getting people outside and doing things to make them healthy, I think, is the most important thing for our society right now. I think it's good for the economy. We have people that will come to our city and stay in our hotels and ride the Cardinal Greenway out to the reservoir and come back and spend money at bars and restaurants. Okay. I think that's great. Our bike shops, you know, property values. It's been shown that houses and properties near recreational trails, their property values go up. So I think this is all around a good thing for our community.
Yeah, quality of life.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well, thank you both very much for joining me today, and I'll see you on the trail.
All right. Thank you very much.
Community Connection is hosted by Michelle Kinsey, and I'm Sean Ashcraft, the engineer for this show. We're supported in part by Open Door Health Services. To hear more from this conversation and to listen to past episodes, visit us online at indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection or find us in your favorite podcasting app.